Jamie, come on up here. You got a testimony. Come on. Come on. Come on. I mean, isn't God good? God is good. You got a testimony. Amen. Jamie's got a testimony. Amen. By the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, we overcome. Amen. Amen. Your hair is matching your shirt. Praise Jesus. You're looking good. Amen.
Here you go.
Hallelujah.
You don't have to go long, but you just share what okay. God's done.
All right. God is so good. He's so good. So last month, I lost my job, and it was wrong for termination, but I knew it, and I knew that I had to just stay, focused on Jesus and take that time to just get closer to him. So I was out of the job for 24 days, and, at the end of it, it was in my favor. And I go back tonight. Today's my first night to go back. But, yeah, during that time, during a storm, just don't focus on the storm. You focus on him, and you get into the word, and he will speak to you in so many ways. It's unreal. It just blows my mind how good he is and how easy it is to hear him. When you want to listen to him, he will speak to you. So, yeah, stay focused on Jesus and seek him in everything that you do. And don't go from your own understanding, because you'll want to punch people in the face. So you just stay focused on Jesus. And, yeah, Jesus loves you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. And what else? All your back pays there. Amen. You know what the enemy meant for evil, God turned it around. Amen. All the back pay, and you're going to have great. Just stand up, everybody. Just lift your hands. Stretch your hands towards Jamie. Father, I thank you, Lord, for great favor, Father. That Lord, and great faith. I pray that Lord, even in her workplace, I pray that Father, even in the next 2 months, 3 months, increase, Lord, that she would even get a raise if she so desires to want to even find another job. You would give it to her, Father. So Lord, we thank you, Lord, for faith. Let there be a mighty release of faith upon her tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I'm fired up. That's what a testimony will do to you. Take your Bibles. Let's go to Joshua chapter 1 tonight. Joshua chapter 1. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. I'm gonna go through verse 9. It says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, go over the Jordan, you and all the people, to the land which I'm giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses, from the wilderness and the Lebanon as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites and the great sea towards the going down of the sun shall be your territory. Praise God. You know, you guys have an inheritance. You have an inheritance. I mean, you have an inheritance in the Lord. God's given us. He's given us ground and he's given us land. Verse 5, it says, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. There's a promise. Amen. Underline that in your Bible if you don't have it marked. Amen. Verse 6, it says, be strong and of good courage. For this people you shall divide as an inheritance that the land which I swore to the fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. You do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Verse 8, the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong. Everybody say, be strong. That's it. Yeah, that's you guys. That's you. Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Father, I thank you tonight for Lord just a shot and a dose of faith tonight, Lord, in our spirit, man, Father, that there would be a stirring, Lord, out of tonight's meeting, Father, that Lord, there's a refreshing every time we come together, every time we meet, Father, that Lord, that God, that you're in the midst of everything that's taking place right now. I thank you, Lord, for just a mighty outpouring on this state, upon this county, upon this city, Father. Lord, we're here. Lord, we're calling out to you, Father. Send the Holy Spirit. Send the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Father, that God, you've given us land to possess. So, Father, I thank you that, Lord, even tonight we leave knowing that we can stake our claim, Lord, in this county, Lord, in our city block, in our street, in our town, that, Father, everywhere that our foot has gone, you've given us the land. So, Father, we thank you tonight for that, and we thank you for spiritual authority. Lord, give us eyes to see, Lord, a heart to receive, and ears to hear, in Jesus' mighty name, what you're saying, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. You know, I just, as I've been studying, I had probably two, maybe even three sermons kind of laid out. And before I came down, I felt the Lord quicken me around Joshua chapter 1. And it wasn't anything that I was going to necessarily read. But one of the things the Lord, you know, as I was preparing today, one of the things that I felt was that we as the body of Christ, we need to become strong Christians. I, all of us, we need to become strong Christians. Amen. Amen. We in 2024, that we can't be weak-minded. We can't be feeble. We have to become strong, believing Christians. We have to believe what the Word of God says. It's what I said even last week. You know, even things that are preached out of this house or the Word of God, make sure that it lines up with the Bible. Make sure that the confessions that are given, testimonies, that it lines up with the Word. Because I tell you, above all else, the word is what's going to crack things open in people's life. You know, even to go back into the vision at the beginning part of this year around Thrive. It's God wants us to thrive as a church, as individuals. That's truly what He wants. But you have, you know, first of all, you have to see yourself as somebody, you know, that you didn't get saved to be weak, right? You didn't get saved just hoping. You see, you didn't get saved just to make it. We none of us in here, because this, you know, I'm thankful that when people get saved, they make heaven, amen. But we're not talking about a salvation that's just well, whatever happens. God's calling the church to be strong and bold in an hour that's so unusual to us. We never in all of history have seen the things that we're seeing now. We've never seen, you know, we can't walk around with our heads buried thinking that these things aren't ramping up around us. The assassination attempt of a president, well, I don't know, when was the last time we had that? Anybody know? It's been, huh? Reagan, is that right? My lands, you know, so you're going back, what, 40, 30? I'm getting old. Older, I'm not old, I'm just getting older. 35 years. So I was home at school that day. I was little, and I was homesick, and I remember being on TV, and I watched because there was nothing. I wanted to watch cartoons, but I couldn't watch cartoons because every channel was, you only got three channels when I grew up. So anyway, that's a whole other story. But so, you know, even the things that we're seeing happen on planet Earth, but I got good news for you. There's a great something happening with the church on planet Earth right now. And you're a part of that. You're a part of the body of Christ that's saying yes and amen. We're called to be of good courage. We're called to take ground. Amen. And I believe that's our story these next 5 months, that it's going to be unusual. I believe that it's going to be unusual in the marketplace. It's going to be unusual because people's spirit, the inner man, the spirit man, there's a stirring to put off foolish things and thrive after the things of the Lord. Amen. And I believe that's what we're seeing happen. And I believe that I'm looking at a church and looking at a body that's, you know, I was, Angel and I were coming across the road, you know, and Angel was like, you know, my car, you know, and just even a quick testimony of what Angel was saying, she's like, you know, my car's been down for a little bit, but she's like, you know what, I'm not fretting about it. I've got a good friend, she said, she's helped me out. And you know how God's interlinked people to be able to help me. It's like I'm not like, you know, where I would have been at one time, maybe really frustrated or really mad. Brother Chris shared the same thing with me. I, you know, a year ago, I I would have set fire to the car, you know. But now God's done something. Those are testimonies that, you know, we're winning. Amen. That we're winning. That I'm not allowing or not being shaken by the things that happen in the world. Not being shaken by the things that just get thrown at me. You know, and I, you know, I don't even know who I was sharing it with. It's like, you know, you have to, you know, it was another phone call today. We have to realize that we move from mountain to mountain. Mountain to mountain. That, you know, it's like when you, you know, and I said it was like, you know, what I could see was almost the Star Wars, you know, where I think it was Han Solo was fighting, you know, one of the other guys, and he had the lower ground and he had the higher ground. And it was like, you can stay on the higher ground as a believer. You can stay on the high. You might be facing a battle, you know, that's taking you down a few steps. You might be facing a battle, but you still have the higher ground. You because you've got the Word of God. You've got the sword. You've got the Word. You know, you won't, you know, listen, you're not going to lose. You're not going to lose. You're going to win. Amen. And I tell you, that's I believe that's the place. That's the stance. That's the position of the church in this hour. We're not, listen, we can't be moved by even world current events right now. Our focus has to be on the name that we yelled out tonight. That's the name of Jesus. You can't be moved by, you can't be moved by current events. You be moved by what God's doing in the church. What, you know, where there is no church, there's going to be chaos. That's not America right now. The church is rising up. Amen. And, you know, I believe there are pastors all over Africa. You know, and I heard it, you know, from Brother Jonathan's camp meeting, praying for America, because they know how important America is in this hour. That if America stumbles or falls, the world's in trouble. But, you know, guess who's on first watch in America? The church. Us, we the church, we're on first watch. Amen? We're on first watch. So I'm excited, you know. I don't know if that excites anybody, but that excites me. That excites me. Praise God. I want to give you a few things tonight, because I believe that, you know, becoming strong in the Lord, it is a process. It is a process that we become strong in the Lord. You're not as strong. You know, when you got saved, now everything is available to you. I want you to understand that at salvation, healing is available to you. There are things that are naturally just become available to you as a child of God. However, becoming strong in the Lord is something that I felt even the Lord show me even out of this weekend. It's developing a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle of consistency. It's a lifestyle of being in it. You know, the one thing I always tell guys in the house, people that are newly saved that come in, you know what? You got to be here. You've got to be consistent. You've got, you know, even when it's hard, even when things are coming up, you got to find yourself in the house, because that's how you get strengthened. You know, and I don't know how many times, you know, over the years, and I wouldn't say that it's a lot, but has anybody ever been to church sick, and then by the end of the night, you're like, man, I don't even feel bad now. Has anybody had that? Because you've placed yourself in the place where God can move and God can heal you. A fever can go in Jesus' name. I've had fevers break multiple times in church. See, those things happen when we get in the anointing, when we get into the place where we're around the Master, the healer, amen. And I love that. But that's one of the things that God does. But becoming strong in the Lord is something I feel that, man, we've got to do that. Even as I repented this past weekend, you know, there's great conviction right now, even over my own life, that, you know, I need to step it up a notch. That if we're going to another level, if we're going to another place in the Lord, you know, there's another level of consecration. There's another level that's going to require me to put me more of me down and more of Him grow in me. And honestly, that's what it takes. Less of me and more of Him, the Bible says. Less of me, more of Him. So I you know, it's like I'm you know, how often do you crucify the old man? A lot. You get the things out, things that slip back in, things that, you know, wean themselves back into your life. You spot them, and you got to stay on top of it, because those are the things that will keep you strong. I'm going to go through tonight, just even around one area, and I feel it's very important, because you as a believer have to stay filled up. You have to be filled. Because when you're not, you know, when you're not, when as an example, I put two bottles up here. One's full and one's half full. Now, just as an example, you know, if both of these bottles were, you know, I'll use this as an example, because I remember when I was a kid, when I was in high school, that we always had Jell-O jackets around the school. And yeah, we would go out for lunch hour. I don't know if our school was like that at Harrisville. We would go out and there were bees everywhere. And if you had a can of soda, those bees were attracted to that soda. They would be flying and buzzing all over. And if you set a can down somewhere that was half full, guaranteed there was going to be a bee in that can. I don't know how many times I would pick up a can and I would spit out a bee. You know, because there was a yellow, blah, 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 you know, and you spit that bee out. Never got stung. But you know, I want you to catch this tonight, because see, when we're filled up, nothing else can get in. When we're in the place of being filled up with the joy of the Lord, I'm going to go through seven things tonight, because see, it's important you understand we can be filled, and you can stay filled. But you know, when you're half empty, you know what it does is that when you're empty, or when things are half empty, what happens is things are looking to get in. So when we as believers are half empty, or we're empty, maybe we're empty in love, you know, because bitterness or strife or some kind of hatred, you know, you've got, and that's why love covers a multitude of sin, but it's understanding, you know, like when bitterness or strife or that stuff, when just left alone, will grow. It will grow. That's why we have to stay filled up. I can't get anything else in this bottle. If I do, there's overflow. There's overflow. Can I tell you tonight that you can live that way? You can possess the land, but you live in overflow. Joshua knew something. As they were crossing over, he had a promise from God. That the land that the land of your ancestors that I swore to you would be yours. He knew that crossing over. Be strong. Be strong. And that, see, that's what it's got to be for the church today. We've got to be strong. You guys understand, people are looking. New people come in. Who do they look at? They're going to look at people. They're going to look at the greeters. They're going to look at everybody coming into this church and into this house. Visitors will. Did they greet me? Did they say hi? Did they smile? Did they hug? People do that all the time. When you went to church, did you do that? I did. When Miranda took me to her home church, I was like, I didn't really want to be bothered by anybody. Some people are like that. But when I went in, I was like, I know that person. I know that person. I know that person. And you know, there was like, I bet you they think they're probably really surprised I'm here. You know, because I'm a heathen, right? You know, they're probably really surprised that I'm actually coming to church. And so you have to wrestle with a lot of thoughts and different things like that. I say all that to go back to this, that we have to maintain a lifestyle, a walk of consistency with God. But I want to tell you tonight that you can stay filled up. You can be filled. I'm going to give you scriptures tonight. I'm going to give you seven different places in scripture where you can use the word. Because see, first and foremost, you have to be filled up with the word of God. You want to fight. Guys, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. The world that we're in right now is very spiritual. Very, very spiritual. You know, it was one of the things in becoming a strong Christian is one of the things Bishop Dagg said. He said, you have to be spiritual minded. You have to have spirituality. To be a strong Christian, you have to have some spiritual mindedness about yourself. He said, you have to have zeal. You're going to have zeal. That's the Holy Ghost. You know, the Holy Ghost is going to give you zeal. The Holy Ghost, you got to have zeal. You can't be lazy. You can't be just hoping something happens. You've got to have zeal as a believer. Amen. And, you know, one of the other things he said, maturity. You know, we become mature as Christians. We don't remain, we grow up. You know, we get off the milk and onto the meat. We're able to digest bigger things. Everybody with me tonight? Because that's the thing. We can get off of the milk and more onto the meat. So we become more mature. As you grow and as you're a believer, you become more mature. Amen? You know what makes you more mature? Consistency with God. With God. Being consistent with God. You know, anytime I wasn't consistent with God, something was going to happen. I've told this story before, but I remember the one time I left church early. I left church early because I had plans. Man, I had a bad day. You know, I'm talking about me, right? I'm talking about me. But, you know, it is developing and having a consistent lifestyle with the Lord. Amen. And I'm not going to talk about those things tonight. Those are great things, and I didn't have time to study all those out. But holiness and steadfastness, these are things that are going to make you become and be a strong Christian. I'm not going to talk about that tonight because I want to talk about being filled up, because there's an urgency to stay filled, because you know, like I said, just like that bee that went into that can, that's what the enemy's done. He's looking to see if you as a believer are half empty. Half empty, and whether or not he can throw something or entice you. You know, even scripture. You know, it's when a man's house is cleaned. You know, there are demons that come back to see if that place is filled or not filled with God. Looking to see if he can. What's that scripture reference? Do you know what? Occupied. That's what is that reference? I can't even. Well, it doesn't matter. Everybody know the scripture I'm talking about? Luke 11:25. How does that read? Read that for me real quick. Just jumped in my spirit.
When it arrives, it finds the house swept clean and put in order.
Amen. So the enemy's relentless. So it's important that we stay filled up. Amen. Because if our house isn't clean, we're not clean, the enemy's only looking for a place where he can put his foot there. Just like that bee, right? You guys, that's my analogy tonight. I didn't have cans or pops or anything like that, but that's my analogy tonight. You have to stay filled up. Praise God. Praise God. You know, I love this story because I was reading out of Luke 24 today in the road to Emmaus. And I love the context of that story because here Jesus appeared to the two men walking on Emmaus and they were blinded for the most part. They didn't know that Jesus was actually with them. And they begin to tell Jesus, have you not heard what's happened? Have you not heard? You know they've killed the Messiah. You know they went through numerous things and. And Jesus, he rebukes them, and he begins to open up. And this is such a powerful point. He begins to open up. And the scripture says, from Moses through the prophets, he spoke to them and he taught them. He filled them with the word. He filled them with the word. You know what's interesting about even that story with the two, where these guys were, they're no name guys. We don't really, they're not the big heroes in the Bible that we read about. These are just two guys walking down the road. But where two or more are gathered, where did we find Jesus? In their midst. The Bible says two or three. Where two or three or more are gathered, where is he? He's in the midst. That's why I say, you know, in prayer, in church, in a kid's room, where two or more come together, there he is in the midst. That's not a small thing. That, you know, guys, that's not a small thing. That Jesus is, you know, Jesus is in it. He's in it with us. He shows up. He shows up in this situation. And you know, and I love this because you know, after they were enlightened and they come into the understanding of who he was, they could see, and they said that the words they uttered, did our hearts not burn? See what the word does. What the word will do in your life. You'll burn for the things of Jesus. You know, getting yourself listening to the things, growing in the things of God. You know, it'll put something in you. There's been nights, I mean, I've sat in this parking lot till 12, 1 o'clock with people talking about Jesus because there was a fire. There's a fire. There's something that's tangible that you can actually feel when you get into it and you talk to him. And, you know, men's groups. I remember the one night Brother Greg laid hands on Larry downstairs. The power of God fell. The fire of God fell. You remember that night? I mean, it was just like, boom, there it was. And I mean, the fire of God fell. I'm like, somebody better catch Larry. Because I don't see Larry go down very often. Somebody better get back here and catch him. But see, we can live in this. We can live in this because he's in our midst. It's obtainable. And I think sometimes we live in this world where we think, if God wants to do it, he'll do it. No, it's obtainable. You can live. You can live with him. You can live knowing he's going to do it for you. You can live knowing that, you know, once I got the revelation, to be honest with you, once I got the revelation, finances, you know, in my life, that I didn't have to have a poverty, broke mindset anymore, man, everything shifted in the area of finances. Because I could begin to look at and say, you know what? He did this for me. He can also do this for me. I'm fully convinced around healing, you know. Well, Pastor, I'm fully convinced. I'm persuaded. I can't be brought away from it. Because I know how big my Jesus is. I know what's possible, and I know what he can do. And I believe that's the thing with the church. I believe that, you know, to thrive, body, soul, and spirit, to thrive in the things of life, we've got to make him center. We've got to make him center in everything that we do. I'm preaching to myself tonight. I am truly preaching to myself tonight. To thrive, we've got to do that. But we, to be filled, man, I tell you, it's a, there's no greater feeling than being filled. I honestly, there's no greater feeling than operating, living a life operating out of overflow. So I'm, you know, as the believer, as the Christian, my fight of faith is to stay filled. So that it bubbles over. It bubbles over. You know, it's like, you know, when you know, it's like when, you know, when you're filled, this is half full, but it would be like me throw, you know, when you're filled up, it's like it touches people. I'm not throwing water on you, but that's the example. It's like, you know, when you get filled up, it's like, there it is. Oh, I caught some of that. That's the anointing. See, the anointing flows through the infilling. Man, that's good. Thank you, Jesus. That Holy Spirit, thank you. The anointing of God flows through you being filled up. If you're not filled up, the enemy's going to try to bring something and put it in there. So your focus is over here. But when you have a Jesus focus and you maintain, I'm going to stay filled. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm going to stay filled up with joy. Ha, 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 ha. Make yourself laugh. Put a smile, you know. I mean, the other day, I looked at myself because I was like, I don't know what I was. I just looked at myself. I was like, man, I got a smile. Sometimes if I say that to myself, I talk to myself. I said, I got a smile. I didn't feel like smiling. And then I just laugh at myself. Sometimes you just got to laugh at yourself. I don't know if my wife's ever caught me laughing at myself. I don't know, but I might look funny. But you've got to stay filled. You've got to stay filled. You know why Christians get empty, guys, is because there's little or no word. They quit thriving after the word. They quit thriving after the word for a situation. You can't live off of, you. I tell you, I love old revelations, but you can't live off of old stuff. I mean, testimonies in this house, praise God. The things that Jesus did when you first got saved. I mean, you know, man, I delivered me from alcohol. I mean, I could go through a list of multiple things, but you can't live off of the old stuff. You can't live off of, well, you know, I remember when it was this or it was that or I had that revelation. What's your new revelation? What's the new revelation that you're walking in? What's the new revelation that you've gained? That's the maturity side. That's the maturing in the things of God. The revelation from glory to glory, from faith to faith. Amen. Once you've obtained it, you begin to tap into, okay, what else am I going to believe for? I don't know that I can release this yet, but it was told to me, and he said, blame it on me. But, you know, I was in meetings today with people from all over the U.S., and I was on a private call, and one of the regional pastors said, hey, man, you're not going to believe this. Dallas got paid off this week. Dallas got paid off this week. And all I could do was laugh. They've got a Marshallese conference going on in Dallas right now. There's not enough room to put all of them there. I don't know if anybody's seen any of those videos. Most of them are from the Marshallese pastors. The internet's down. Pastor Ron's there. He's fighting with Frontier. He's fit to be tied. And because their internet went down, and this is, God, you don't understand. There's thousands of Marshallese in Dallas right now. The pastor that told me, it come from a reliable source, but because these were two regional pastors, but they said, you'll never believe what happened. Dallas got paid off. And amen, amen. This $230,000 is nothing. The $3 million we need is nothing. I'm in meetings, and I'm telling you, I'm pushing. I'm pushing because I know what Jesus wants to do. And you guys understand, we've got to graduate into another location because the harvest is upon us, and it's very real right now. That's the urgency. The urgency is people. It's not Kings, West Virginia to have a bigger church. It's a people vision. It's to pull the harvest in. That's what it's about. It's to pull the harvest of souls to see people get saved and then discipled. Amen? And what, you guys think all this has been practice. Well, yeah, I got one life group. It's practice for when you're going to have 10. Amen? I've been on the worship team for 8 months. It's practice for when there's going to be two or three teams and then we're launching another team out. You got to begin to see it. You begin to see it. But, you know, that testimony, I mean, doctor's been in Dallas for under a year. He sowed $1 million into that church by the grace of God. It's his personal money. It's not church money. He's not writing church checks to $1 million of his own money. And, you know, he's on a fixed salary, you know. God did supernatural things for him to be able to do that. And, you know, he did it. But see, the $1 million is nothing to God. And whatever, I mean, you know, this is a church that's been in debt for 25 years, huge debt. Keeping it open because you know, God bless doctor. God bless doctor. But he broke that thing open, and then this week alone, there's 800 to 1,000 Marshallese filled up. And you know what I loved about it? I was minister. He's a pastor now, Minister Mananji. He sent videos and stuff and. And they dance. They love to dance in their culture. And the two keys, I can't wait till we get them dancing in the house. But they're, all the guys are dancing and the girls are dancing. And they just, you know, they're just real suave, you know, just real cool. And I'm just like, man, that's so good. I don't know what Appalachians dance like. I don't know, you know. Yeah. That's good, minister. That's good. But we've got to be filled. Amen. We've got to stay filled. Let me, guys, listen. I'm going to give you seven things. I'm going to go through some scriptures real quick. Take your Bibles, go to Ephesians 3:14. You're going to be filled with something. Why not God? You're going to be filled up with the ways and the wickedness of the world or God. Why not God? Amen. Let's be filled up with the Lord. Ephesians 3:14. First, number one, be filled with the fullness of God. You can be filled with the fullness of God. It says, for this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. He's talking about the spirit of man. It says that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. Catch that, because those are two important things, that you be rooted and grounded in love. You want to walk in the fullness of God, be rooted. You know that's the thing. Pastor Brandon preached on the parables recently. You've got to be rooted. You've got to be, you know, you've got to be rooted. You've got to even around love, right? To be rooted in love, you've got to demonstrate love. To be rooted, amen. To be a child of God, you've got to be rooted. To be mature, you've got to be rooted, amen. It says maybe that you have been rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge. Catch this right here. It says to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. It goes beyond our understanding, that you can be filled to the fullness of God. You don't have to be filled with the distractions. You know, you guys know that you can actually change your thinking. The stinking thinking that we have sometimes, you can change it. That thought, you can know that's got to go. Or if you say something, it's like, no, forgive me, Lord, I should have never said that. You know, death and life are in the power of the tongue. People, maturity. That's a maturity thing for believers. You know, they can bring a blessing, or they can bring a cursing on their life. So it's important that you understand that we can be filled to the fullness of God. Amen. You can be filled to the fullness of God. Overflow. You can live a life of overflow. The fullness of God. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. The earth can't explain this. They can't explain. Okay, I got eyes wondering. I thought a tank ran into the church or something. I don't know. So, amen. Be filled with the fullness of God. Number two, be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Ephesians 5:18. Let's just stay in Ephesians. Be filled with the Spirit. Paul says, do not be drunk with wine, and which is the dispensation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled. You know, on the day of Pentecost, Jesus talks about it in John 15:16. You know, he's talking about the promise. He's saying something to the disciples. Disciples, you know, go and wait. Tarry in Jerusalem. There's something that, you know, when Jesus came back, he was telling them, look, you've got to go now here to receive an infilling of the Holy Ghost, which is power. Which is power. That's the one thing that's really going to separate a lot of fundamental things right now. It's power. It's power. You know, signs, wonders, miracles. It's you know, and again, it's not that we chase these things, but we know where that stuff begins. It begins with Jesus. And I'm telling you, it will flow into a Methodist church. It will flow into a Baptist church. It'll flow into a Catholic church. Praise God. Holy Ghost Catholic speaking people and Hana, amen. Get filled with the Holy Ghost. It'll go if people desire it. God will fill people up wherever they desire. You know, people will get filled up in their denominations, and they'll be like, you know, this is unorthodox for a Methodist or for a Baptist and they'll go meet with Pentecostals once they get filled with the Holy Ghost, because they're like, you know, what do you do with this if you're a Methodist? You run with it. You're filled. It's the overflow. The overflow of the Holy Spirit. Is it in operation? You know, it's not that you walk around, shake someone's hand, and you're speaking in tongues. That's not its purpose. It's not for you to wrap off a 100 more syllables than somebody else. That's not its purpose. It edifies you. It builds you up. It builds the spirit man up. I don't walk up to Brother Stephen, shata bakuri shita. You know, what benefit is that for Stephen and I? And then he starts rapping. You know, we're just rapping. Now, if we're in a prayer meeting, that's a whole other thing. But it's important that we're filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence thereof, speaking in tongues. Amen. That we're filled. You know why? Because you need it. You need to pray in the Holy Spirit. You need that. It's going to build you up. It's going to strengthen you. So it's that you can be filled. Amen. There is a real infilling of the Holy Spirit. And you know what I love about that? Acts 1:8, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And the Bible says what? You shall be my witnesses. You shall be my witnesses to Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So what's its purpose? Its purpose isn't to walk up and say, shut up, bakuri, shut up. No, it's to be a witness of the things of God. It's to be a witness that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's King of Kings. That's the witness. That God is a miracle-working God. He can break things open in your life. That's the witness. You need a Savior. We all need a Savior. That's the witness. Amen. Important that we're filled. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Number three, be filled with the knowledge of His will. Be filled with the knowledge of His will. How do you know the will of God? You've got to read the Word of God to know the will of God. To be filled with the knowledge of the will. Colossians 1, let's go there. You guys all right tonight? You know, when you begin to feel like there's some emptiness, recognize it. Recognize when maybe something happens that's causing something in you not to know the fullness of God. Recognize that's an attack. I'm not supposed to feel this way as a Christian. I'm not supposed to feel this way as a believer. It's like when I said a couple weeks ago, I got angry over just a situation, and I was like, I'm not supposed to be this way. Because I've seen that old man. I know what that old man looks like. Because, you know, when I felt the hair on my neck rise, I was like, you know, what am I doing? This is stupid stuff that used to, you know, I used to get stirred up like this, you know, and what is that? You know, and I was like, you know, I need to go home and pray. I need to read my Bible. I need to read my word. I need to repent. That first thing I did was repent. So when you feel a shift, you're not walking. You as a believer can walk in the fullness of God. You know when something happens that causes something in you. Is that right, or is it something that's causing grief or pain, or is what is that? How do I get myself back on track? That's our focus, right? That's our focus as a believer. How do I pull myself back in? I mean, that's what I'm doing this week. Because see, I want to level up. I want to level up. I want to go higher. I don't want to just stay. Even in this house, I don't want people just say, "Praise God, we're good. We are good." Amen. We're really good. But don't you want to go higher? I want to go higher. And so where we go, guess what? We want to take you with us. Amen. Amen. And I want you to be up here and say, "Hey, you'll never guess." No, it's like Jamie's testimony. You know, the testimony on Sunday, people are going higher. That's it. That's exactly, you know, look at what God's doing. Don't ever despise what God, you know, somebody's testimony. Somebody, look at what God's done. Look at how God's healed somebody. We'd never get comfortable with that. You know, never get comfortable with just, you know, Well, we'll see this when we go here. Get used to seeing it here now, in your own life, in your own church, in your own life group, in your own prayer meeting. I mean, this week, I don't know, we're breaking records in prayer. I think Monday morning, 17, 18 people on, I don't know, Brother Jesse, you probably know the count, but 17 or 18 people Monday morning, 6 a.m., Tuesday, there's like 14 or 15. I flipped it over to the 8 a.m. and it was like 14 or 15 people. And some of them are the same repeats, but praise God, we're going to count them because they're in prayer. They're praying. You know, why not spend 2 hours? If you have the time and can spend 2 hours in prayer, do it. Do it. You know, to be on Dr. Cho's staff in South Korea, you had to spend 5 hours in prayer every. You know, Dr. Morocco, he told the story here. He's like, you know, I went to South Korea to Dr. Cho's church, and he said the cab guy, the one of the ushers picked him up and was taking him to preach in a facility of 150, 200,000 people. That's a lot of people. It's a lot of South Koreans. And he looked at the doctor, he said, how much do you pray a day? And he was like, man, I thought, you know, I'm all spiritual, right? And he's like, I pray. Some of you guys maybe read it in his book. He said, I'm puffed up. I'm riding with him. He said, I pray 2 hours a day. And this little South Korean guy says, oh. And so the doctor said, well, how much do you pray? He's like, you can't be on Dr. Cho's staff if you don't pray 5 hours a day. Doctor said, I felt about this big. But then when I went to the church and they rang the bell, and 150,000 people, ooh, hallelujah, 150,000 people begin to pray. They begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. They begin to pray in their own language. He said, no, they pray. They pray. Ring the bell, people quit praying. Got to have a bell sound because of the decimal of the bell tells them when to stop and when to start. We should get a bell. Can we get a bell? When people start praying loud enough, we'll get a bell. Amen. We gotta get louder then. You guys heard it, right? I'm allowed to have a bell. Praise God. Be filled with the knowledge of His will. Colossians 1:9. 1:9 through 11. So we have to know the will of God. It says, for this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray to you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lamb, fully pleasing Him. Who are we called to please? We're called to please the Lord. So if Marion and I's eyes get fixed on trying to please everybody in here, we lose. We lose. You lose. You lose as a congregation. We lose. If our eyes get fixed on, well, you know, gotta make this person happy, you know, because got to make this person happy. They're big givers. I've been down that road. Been down that road. Well, you know, we'll be a part of the church and we'll give this, but this is what we need. Bye-bye. See you later. I'm not in it. It's not my, you know, I never once ever, you know. I know God's going to provide. That's where I stand. I'm not moved by... Those are things that are very real. And even if you ever desire to go in ministry, please understand, those things will happen. People will entice you with money. Men will be enticed with women. These things are very, very real. Very, very real. The enemy, because the enemy's looking for a vessel that's half full. He's not looking. He's not looking for, I go over here. It's filled up still. There's no room for me here, but over here, I can see if I can just put one little thing here. Maybe bitterness, maybe strife, maybe hatred, maybe anger, maybe something to cause them to stumble. Oh, you know, they're alone at the hotel. It'd be okay for them to flip on that one channel. You know, nobody will ever know. See, half full. That's why we stay filled up. Amen. We travel. Miranda travels. You know. Even Pastor Miranda. You know, going to Kentucky. I felt it was important that somebody go with her. You know, and I oftentimes will take people to Maui with me, and have a travel companion. Why? It's because there's wisdom in it. There's wisdom in it. Not that I'm not worried about my wife. I'm not worried about that. But there's just wisdom. There's wisdom. We're living in a day and age that it's so different. It's this AI stuff. I mean, people voice recordings. They can catch your voice. They could catch my voice recording off this podcast and develop my own voice. I mean, this stuff, it's crazy, this stuff that's out. Be filled with the knowledge of His will. It's important that you know the will of God. If you don't know the will of God, you'll stumble in life. Listen, if you don't know that God wants to bless you, if you don't know that He is a blesser and wants to bless you, you'll deal with pride. There's false humility. I shared that recently. I used to feel like when people would say, I would be somewhere with our church, and even in Hana when I was first starting out, and says, they would say, well, why don't we pray for you? I'd be like, no, it's okay. Shut up, Brad. No, I need prayer. You're praying for your leaders. That's what the Bible tells you to do. So in the morning time, when people pray for me, I'm many mornings, praise God, thank you. When I pray, it's important. Even doctor, many prayer meetings now at King's. We'll close out the meeting, and doctor will say, come and pray for me. And you'll see 100 hands go and lay hands on Pastor Morocco and pray for him. He's not too anointed not to have his pastors lay hands on him. Don't touch the anointed. Now come and pray for me. He is the Godfather. I love Dr. Morocco, guys. I share that love for him because it's unusual. It's unusual to see pastors at that level. I don't know. If I stop this meeting and if he's available and called him, he's going to pick up the phone. It's kind of wild, really. Be filled with the knowledge of His will. Know the will of God for your life. Know the will. You're saying, well, what's my will? What's my plan? What am I supposed to do? You get into God's plan. You get into God's word, and you start reading the word, and you start pressing in. And you don't just sit around and wait. Because God doesn't like no faith. He likes faith. It's impossible to please God without faith. So you do it. You work it. You do the things that God's placing in front of you. Maybe some of you, it's just beginning to read the Bible. You do it. You do it with it's God. Is it God's will for you to read the Word? Yes, amen. Yeah, people say, well, I don't want to read. Listen to it. Put it on play. How many chapters can you get in from Bridgeport to Fairmont? Quite a few. So it's important that you know the will of God. Amen. Know the promises of God. You, if you're having trouble with something, Google, say you need healing. People used to call me, and I never mind people calling and texting me, hey, I need healing. Will you pray for me? Yeah. What else can I do? What else can I do around healing? Read the Word of God for yourself, but then go just Google healing scriptures. 170,000 will pop up. Maybe not 170,000, but 170, your most famous 100 healing scriptures. And Kenneth Hagin, is it Hagin that has I know you have, my wife has, I have. There's times that I have literally put Kenneth Hagin healing scriptures on play, laid in bed with my arms open, arms up like this, saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And just put it on play. Put it on play. Renewing your mind. You go to bed. You have nightmares. Put the Word of God in. Put it on play. Let it play all night long. Let it play. Wake up refreshed. Amen. Be filled with the knowledge of His will. Know God's will. Number four, be filled with joy. I'm going to get through these. Be filled with joy. Isn't it good to be filled with joy? 2 Timothy 1:3. Be filled with joy. We're not only talking about how you can thrive as a Christian, but we're talking about becoming a grounded Christian. Amen. Being strong, being a strong believer. Be filled with joy. 2 Timothy 1 says, 2 Timothy 1:3, it says, I thank God whom I serve with a pure conscience, as my forefathers did, as without ceasing I remember you in my prayers, night and day, greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy when I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you all also. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Joy. Be filled with joy. Overflow. Overflow with joy. Amen. Isn't that right, Brother Stephen? I mean, the other night, he came to me and he said, I don't know what it was the other night. He said, I could have stayed here all night. He said, I just could have stayed. I could have. And, you know, it's Brandon's fault. She pulled him out of it. So, anyway, I could have just been here all night. When's the last time you went after it? When's the last time that you personally just, fill me up, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Fill me up, Lord. When's the last time you just went after it? Just pushed everything aside. Pushed everything aside and said, fill me up, Lord. Fill me up, Lord. Saying it to myself, too. When's the last time you just said, fill me up, Lord? Oh, but I got this to do. I got this to do. I got that to do. I got so much to do. You don't understand my schedule. You don't understand. I got this, I got that, I got all this. Fill me up, Lord. When's the last time you just said, Lord, fill me up. Fill me up to the fullness. Overflow. Overflow. Fill me up, Lord. Overflow. Overflow. Over. You can ask. You can ask. You can ask. You can ask to be filled up. Overflow. You can get filled up going to work. You can get filled up on walking down the street. You can get filled up. You might not look like everybody else walking at 6:30 in the morning through Fairmont, but that's okay. You can be filled up walking wherever you walk, wherever you're going. You can be filled up. And it's like what I said. It's like when you're filled up and you know, when you're filled up with joy in the workplace, you know what happens? Joy begins to splash on other people because you're filled up. Why are you so happy, Brother John? Why do you come in here every morning with a smile on your face? Because I'm filled up with the joy of the Lord. I'm overflowing in the joy of the Lord. I started my morning at 3:30 and I begin to pray and call out to the Lord. He's got a routine. He's consistent. Gets up every morning, 3 o'clock and prays. So 3, am I right? Praise God. You know, when it's like 10 or 11 o'clock at night and Brother John's still out, I'm worried about him because, like, he gets up early. We got to get him to bed. We'll drive him home. Be filled up. Be filled. Guys, to become stronger, we have to live a filled life. We have to be filled up in the things of God. Can I be honest with you, though? See, the filling of God, I love it that Paul points out here by the laying on of hands. See, you know, that's important. It's important that you have people that lay hands on you that have joy. Amen. You know, Pastor Brandon and I, we're not depressed people. We're not coming in here, you never guess what? We don't do that. You know, I'm not, you know, Pastor Brandon and I were in a meeting recently and we were worshiping God, worshiping the Lord. And I felt a tap on my shoulder. I was like, I'm worshiping the Lord. Front row. Hey, I got a word for you. I'm worshiping God. I said, not now. I'm worshiping God. You know, have some sense. You know, I'm getting filled up. I'm filling myself up in the ways of the Lord. I'm not ready. You know, Great, you got a word for me. But I'm getting filled up right now. I'm in the place where I'm going to get filled up. Tonight, do you feel what you're, even in worship tonight, could you feel the joy? Guys, you don't understand. The breaking through that we've had in that here is Minister Lehigh, you've been here a while now too. It's not the same as it was even a year ago. Am I right? It's not the same. Because people are coming in. You know, not only are you filled coming in, but, you know, if you're running a little empty, you can come in here and get filled up. Amen? Church has to be that. A life group has to be that. You should never leave a life group depressed or angry or mad at somebody. And if our people don't, you know, we don't teach that way. You should never leave more discouraged than encouraged. You should come to church and get encouraged. Amen. Get encouraged in the things of the Lord. Amen. So important. Number five, be filled with faith. Be filled with faith. Acts chapter 5. Be filled with faith. Acts chapter 6, I'm sorry. And I'll just go through this quickly. It says, be filled with faith in Acts chapter 6, verse 5. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit. And of course, Philip was an evangelist, and he filled up the others were filled. And you know, and I love this because you know, in verse six, verse seven, it says, you know, he prayed and they laid hands on them, and then the word of God spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith. Stephen, a man full of faith. When you're full of faith, it sets your, there's a level. When you have faith, when you're operating in faith, you're full of faith, you're filled up with faith. Man, it's like, you know, in this situation, what happened was here the man of God come and laid hands on him. And now they went out and they preached the gospel. He had faith already in him. You know, that when I look at Ryan, you know, I don't question whether Ryan has faith. Ryan has faith. So I take something, it's like, you know, he's got overflow of faith. You guys, overflow of faith. That you know, I can go to Minister Mark, I've got an idea. I've got faith for it. I can go to Minister Mark, I've got faith for it. There's the overflow of faith. Stephen, a man full of faith. That we can be filled up with faith. Amen. Not shrinking back, not wondering whether or not we can have faith or operate in faith, but we be filled up with faith, in faith. Amen. Number six, be filled with knowledge. Be filled with knowledge. Romans 5:14. Let me combine the last two. Be filled with knowledge and be filled with goodness. Romans 5:14. 6 and 7. Six was be filled with knowledge. 7 was be filled with goodness. Romans 5:14. Romans 5, yeah, 15, I'm sorry, yeah, Romans 15:14. It says, I myself am confident concerning you, my brethren, that you also are full of goodness. You're full. Full. Not half full, not a little bit, but you're full of goodness. Goodness. You know, when you're around things that are good, how does it make you feel? Oh, man. How does it make you feel when you're just around the goodness of God? Somebody that possesses the goodness of God. Somebody that's going to give you truth. Somebody that's going to give you wisdom. Now I myself am confident concerning my brother that you are also full of goodness. You can be full of goodness. Filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. And I love that because be filled with knowledge. Not the earthly kind of knowledge, but be filled with the knowledge of Christ Jesus. Be filled with the knowledge of Christ Jesus. Goes back to knowing God's will. You know His will for your life. Know what He wants. Amen. And I think, you know, these are seven things that they're somewhat practical, but there are other things that you can be filled up with the Lord. You know, it's live. Live a life of being filled. Being filled with the things of the Lord. Walk it out. Mature. Have fun. Amen. Man, it's living a Christian life is it's not boring. It's not dull. It's not. I don't ever sit back and think, man, I wish it was 1993 again. Remember what I used to do? I don't think that way. My mind's not even, you know, that I can be filled with His goodness here, now. So I don't have to wait. You know, a lot of times I think sometimes we think that the filling up or the infilling happens when we get to heaven. No, it happens now. It happens now. That we can be filled. You can be filled. I'll be happy when I get to heaven. You know, think about it. That could be a long wait. You live to be 85. You live to be 100. My wife said 120. How long she's living. So, you know, how many more years you got? You got like another 82 or something, right? 30, 31, 32. I don't know how old you are. So, just don't talk about it. But you can be filled up with joy now. You know, it'd be a long wait to think, well, I'll be filled up with joy when I get to heaven. I'll have the fullness of God. Right? No. Have it now. Take a hold of it now. Take a hold of the will of God. Take a hold of what the Word says you can possess now. You know, I bring it all back to Joshua. You know, I love Joshua chapter 1. Many times I've read Joshua 1 and I'm like, that's me. I position myself mentally. You know, even when we moved to Fairmont, I position myself, you know, I blame myself for not taking more territory. And I have to encourage myself. I get encouraged by you guys when you show up, honestly. It's like, we've got more than 10 people, praise God, you know. I'm encouraged by that. But it's like, I knew that when we came here, it's like, you know, the Lord was calling us to come here and take territory. And I get a look around and see people that have broke through. Oh my. Broke through. Because you know, you begin to take territory. Isn't it all? I mean, it's awesome. Breakthrough, right? Breakthrough. I mean, that house story, that what a testimony. This is my house. Nobody gonna argue with me. This is my home. You know, she goes to the rent. No, this is my house, renter. It doesn't matter what you say. This is my house. Your workplace. I want to work full time. I don't want to work on Sundays. I'm not working on Sundays. I want to go to the house of the Lord. What happened? That's what happened. You spoke it and you exercised it. I mean, you know, the Bible says according to your faith. And see, the one thing about the filling up in the things of the Lord, be filled. Be filled, be filled, be filled, be filled. Bishop Dax says that. Be filled, be filled, be filled. What's that? You have to find the socket, yeah. That's so good. I really recommend his books. Even what I was reading out of this today was some of his stuff. But it's just good stuff. He's a great teacher. He's a great preacher. I think Amanda said, didn't you tell me his books, all 100 of them are free, right? Hundreds. That's a whole library free. You know, the thing about it is, I after being a minister for some time, I mean, I remember... I'm closing out. I remember Brother Jonathan telling me, he's like, you know, I said, what would you read when we started in the ministry? He was like, I would read this book, and this book, three books. He said, if you read these three books and you begin to digest them, you get them into your spirit, he said, that'll advance you much more quicker than 4 years of Bible school ever did for me. There are great men of God that walk this planet, that you know, they're great worshipers, that you know, I listened to Brother Teddy the other day. Man, whole nother level. There are people that are doing things. I mean, tap into that stuff. Tap into those things that are going to help you grow. They're going to help you. That are going to help you to move. That you hear it another way. You know, these guys get around people that preach the word. Amen. Amen. We preach the word here. I'm glad you're here. Glad you're here. Be filled. That's what we got tonight. And I'm going to continue around some of this week and. I'm gonna fast going into the weekend, and just come ready Sunday morning. Just come ready. Bring somebody. I've heard Pastor Bracken say, and it's stirring in me. We've got to start bringing people with us. We've got to start. We've got to start bringing people to the house of the Lord. Healing, miracle, salvation. We've got to. And I'm not going to do anything that I'm not asking you to do anything that I'm not going to do. We've got to get people in the house. I mean, I've got calls already out this week. Bring people with you. Meet them outside. But I have a responsibility. Work with people here. People are going to work with you. They're going to say, hey, I can cover you for a few minutes. Brother John needs help because he's bringing five people. I want to go greet them. Just make yourself available. Say, yeah, I'll help out for a minute, 30 seconds, 40 seconds. Well, that's the care. That's what this church is about. That's what we're going with. That's what we're getting ready to even do at a greater level is care. We're going to care for the body. Amen. And care for the people that are coming in. Get ready for the harvest. Praise God. Praise God. Well, let's close out. Pastor Brian, you have anything closing? Praise God. Let's close. Let's go ahead and stand. Be filled. Overflow. Amen.